If you would turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I want to just share one verse of Scripture here, just a thought or two, concerning a proper personal philosophy of missions. I have read two letters this week from missionaries that said that they've had support dropped by churches that were eliminating their missions programs. And the reason that they did was that because they had adopted a new philosophy that it was not necessary for Christians in these days to witness to others, because we now know that all religions are on equal footing. That it is wrong for Christians to proselytize other people of faith groups. That the Bible is not fully accurate in its portrayal of evangelism to others. That we need to understand and know that all religions and all faiths all center on one God. Now, is that true? No, it's not true. Matter of fact, the Bible warns us of that. If that were true, then the Apostle Paul was wrong in Acts chapter 17 to go up there to the pagans that were gathered there on Mars Hill, and they had this stone carved in it in remembrance of the unknown God. All right? And he said, I'll tell you about the unknown God. He's the Creator God. He's the one that made all things. He didn't say that all the gods that they were worshiping were equal with that. He said, no, there's the Creator God, the one true living God. Paul would be wrong if that were the case. I could take you through dozens of passages of Scripture that teach contrary to that philosophy. But the problem is this. The Bible is getting lower and lower and lower in the estimation of people that are supposedly going to church. And the authority of God's Word and the simple statements of God's Word don't mean anything anymore, because we've lowered in our minds the value of God's Word. I've said this many, many times over the years. It was a saying that I heard from Reverend John Ashbrook, and it's this: you cannot maintain a position, you cannot hold forth a purpose without crusading for it. It slips out of the mind in importance when you don't crusade for something. And one thing we need to be doing is crusading for the authority of the Word of God. This book is the truth. It's God's revelation to us. And if you're not careful, you will adopt the philosophy of the world, and it will make inroads into your life, and it will change your opinions about God's Word. These two churches that wrote one of the missionaries and withdrew their support says, what you're doing is wrong. Because we know and understand that these people groups are worshiping the best way they know how, and for you to go tell them that they're not worshiping correct is wrong. No, it's not wrong. It's right. We want them to know the true and living God. Not a God that comes from a figment of their imagination or something carved out of stone or something that's carved in a tree somewhere and they're worshiping that. That's not worshiping the true and living God. That's why we have missions. The Apostle Paul in the latter part of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 was encouraging the Corinthians, talking about his philosophy of how he ministered to them and to others. Verse 28, but if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not of thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that which I give thanks? Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Now notice how he builds upon this. Verse 32. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but this, the profit of many, that they may be what? Saved. I'm not going to let my personal preferences and even my liberty to get in the way of ministering to Jews, Gentiles, and the church. Yes, I have liberty, but I'm not going to go out and hurt somebody on purpose to show them my liberty. And that's what this passage is all about. Paul says, I have no problem going down to the shambles, which was the meat market of that time, and buying meat. But if somebody comes up to me and says, you know, that meat was offered unto idols, he said, I'll not buy it for their sake. But I have liberty to go do it. I have a clear conscience. It doesn't bother me. Yes, it may have been offered to idols, but it doesn't bother me because I know idols don't really exist. They're not real. So it doesn't bother me. But if another brother comes to me and says, you know, I've got a real problem with that, then I'm going to back off because I want to be a blessing. My purpose is to see as many people come to know Jesus Christ. Now, I never compromise the faith to reach a brother or sister in Christ. By the way, Sunday night, I'm going to be dealing with that particular theme and hopefully a one-time message on that, not compromising the faith, but also understanding that we have a responsibility to the lost. We need a philosophy of missions to reach out to the lost and not let our liberty get in the way of somebody trusting Jesus Christ. That's what Paul says here. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. You know what this is basically saying? Our philosophy of missions is not selfish. It's not self-centered. It's not selfish. It's about everybody else. Do you know why those churches actually withdrew their money from missions? They turned that money inward. They turned it inward. And what is that? Let's think about it for just a second. What is that? That's selfishness. Turning the money inward rather than turning it outward as God has said. Paul encouraged the Macedonian believers, thank you so much for sending your gift. We know you sacrificed. And I want you to know that the gospel went out in Jerusalem. And the gospel went out in Judea because of the offering that you sent. It was a good thing, turning outward rather than turning inward. This is what we're called a philosophy of missions. Be careful. Be careful, because the world always turns monetary ideas and materialistic things inward. Don't ever forget that. It's always inward, inward. Keep, keep, keep for yourself. Oh, yeah, every once in a while we'll say, yeah, we'll help somebody else out, and we'll pat ourselves on the back and we say, oh, that was really good. You helped somebody else out. But there are people that are dying and going to a devil's hell while we're keeping back. And we need to be focused outward. And that's what Paul shared. He said, I'm all things to all men. I do my best to keep my liberty from hurting somebody else. Yes, you have liberty in Christ. Praise the Lord for it. We have liberty to do what pleases whom? Christ. That's what our liberty is, dear. Not pleasing me, but pleasing Christ. I have a new focus since I've been saved. It's not me anymore. That was my life before I got saved. It was all on me. But when I came to know Christ, it's all about Him. And I want to honor Him with all my substance. I want to honor Him with all my energy. I want to honor Him in every way I can, because there's a dying world that needs Jesus. And the only way they're going to find out about it is if we go and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the most wonderful person in all the world, and He deserves every ounce of my energy. Do I hear an amen? He deserves every ounce of it. Yeah, but you need to keep something for yourself. Where does that come from? That's the world. That's the world talking. It's interfering with your philosophy. Did Paul keep anything back for himself? No. No. He lost all of his friends too. He said, only Luke is with me. And when it came down to the end of 2 Timothy, only Luke is with me. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world system. Okay? That's what he loved. He just fell for the culture. And so may God help us to have a spirit and attitude of missions that meets what the Bible sets up as a standard.